Good morning. Good morning and welcome to this Fusion Sunday here at Gates Presbyterian Church. I know we'll have folks still trickling in as they're putting their soup pots down. More about that in a minute. We are glad that you are here this morning. On this last Sunday of the month, we have here at GPC what is known as Fusion Sunday, where we really work hard to integrate all ages and wherever you are in your faith journey to a whole worship experience. So please make sure that all of our young worshipers who are seated near you have a bulletin. The liturgy is designed for earlier readers. Also, make sure those hymnals are accessible for them to also read. You'll also notice that we've got two great features to worship this morning. Prayer stations. Following the interpretation of the word this morning, I'll invite you, as you are comfortable and would like to visit one or more of the prayer stations. If you want a sneak peek, that blue flyer in your bulletin does have a description of them, and you can take a look at those. We do ask that caregivers please accompany your children to the different prayer stations and participate with them. Only announcement I have this morning is that there is a meeting of the congregation following worship. There is a potluck lunch. And if you forgot something, don't worry. There's always plenty. I hear bread is the thing this month. So there is plenty of food. Please join us and stay for the very brief congregational meeting. And then all those great officers of the church will stay following that for our training time together. And one last announcement. I welcome Roy has some great guests with us for some jazz music to accompany our worship experience. So we are grateful that you all are here. Thanks for being with us. All right, friends, let's worship God. Thank you.
the call to worship. Jesus calls our name. Jesus challenges us to leave what is comfortable. Let us come and follow the one who leads us all up.
As we come and follow Christ into this place and out into the world, we also carry with us our brokenness. Let us bring before God and one another our prayers of confession. Holy God, Jesus asks us to follow him and show your love in this world. We admit that we don't look for the best in each other. We believe we can do everything on our own and don't need you or others. We act like our way is the only way. Help us to follow you and live the good news of your love for all people. Amen. Let us bring to God, into the best of our silence, our prayers of confession. Jesus sees the best in all of us. Amen.
Your dignity.
We will live in harmony. I will lift your spirits high. Wipe the teardrops from your eyes.
Our young worshipers, especially our junior choir, did a great job. Why don't you guys go and sit with your parents for a few minutes? We're going to listen to some jazz music, and so after the jazz is done, I'll call all the kids up. So just get seated and unrobed, okay?
Thank you.
I'm going to invite all of our young worshipers to the front. And, you know, if you're feeling particularly challenged in your height and would like a better view of what's going on, doesn't matter how young you are or old, you can come forward too. So come on. If anyone's height challenged and wants a good view, you're welcome. Ready? Hi, good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Come on. Good morning. Some pretty exciting things going on in worship this morning, don't we? I know you guys have this look on your face. Can't wait. It's prayer stations. But first, we're going to read the Bible story for today. And I've also invited some friends to help tell the Bible story. So we are going to read from the Bible first, and then we're going to go on a little field trip so that we can see. Will that work for you guys? Okay. So our Bible reading for this morning comes from the book of Matthew. You ready? As Jesus was walking beside the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon, called Peter, and his brother, Andrew. They were casting a net out into the sea, because they were fishermen. "Come, follow me," Jesus said, "and I will make you fish for people." At once, they left their nets and they followed Jesus. And so Jesus went through all of Galilee with his disciples, teaching in the synagogues, preaching the good news of the kingdom and healing every disease and sickness among all the people. That's a pretty familiar Bible verse, huh? So I have some unusual characters from this story that I'd like us. You ready? Gonna get up? Okay. So why don't we go first over here? Come on. Come on and follow me. You're good. So why don't you come stand right here? Ready? Come on over. And we're gonna hear from our very first friend. Are we ready?
Oh, look who's come to visit me. Welcome, good people. I'm the sea. I have been here for many, many, many years. Centuries, even. I have been here longer than you've been alive. Imagine that. I was here when the man they called Jesus came and invited four fishers, Simon, Andrew, James, and John, to follow him and learn about God's way of love. And they did. Can you imagine such a change? Change can be scary, but it's natural. Take me, for instance. When you look at me, or when you think of me, you think, ah, that's the sea. It was here yesterday. It will be here tomorrow. Nothing different. Still the same. But I am not the same. You should look more closely, because I am constantly changing. Constantly coming in, constantly going out, constantly going up, constantly going down, moving with the current, moving with the tide, and rolling with great waves. I'm constantly here, but I'm constantly changing. These fishers saw a chance to change. They saw a chance for a new life, a life drastically different from what they had been doing, and they seized the opportunity. To follow a man like Jesus is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, and those fishers had a rare gift of sight. They saw Jesus' offer as a gift, a chance to change. Change isn't easy, but it's natural. Embrace it. Don't resist it. Ride it like a wave and let the world support you. The beauty of that day is that I watched these fishers embrace the secrets of the sea. Jesus came into their lives like a wave, and they moved with him. Maybe someday someone like Jesus will offer you the chance for a new life. And when that time comes, I wonder what you will say.
We have another friend. Come on. Come this way with me. Another friend. Come over here. Ready? Okay. Can I have all my shorter friends come to the front? All my littler friends come to the front. There we go. If you're taller, make sure you take a little step back so our smaller friends can see. Here's my next friend. Ready?
Hi there. 1 second. That was quite a load. Do you see all those fish I just caught? Amazing. Yes, like the sea, I remember that day. I wondered why Jesus didn't use a net like me to catch those fishers. If he really wanted Simon, Andrew, James, and John to go with him, why didn't he just throw me out and over them? I'm really good at catching things, and I could have caught them, and they would have followed. But Jesus didn't need to catch them. He used his words, and his words were simple. Jesus said, "Follow me, and I will make you for fish for people." That's it. That's all he said, and they dropped me on the ground and left. In the old days, Simon, Andrew, James, and John used me. They threw me out into the fresh ocean, and I gathered up fish for their supper. But now they gather people and feed their hearts. They help people change their lives, and that is a good thing. Jesus is right. It was time for them to leave their nets and everything that kept them trapped here. It was time to embrace a new life, a free life. Bring a net, something that likes to keep things here. Keep things trapped. I have to say, I miss them. Time for another load. See you soon.
We have one last friend to go visit. So far we've seen the sea, and we've met a net. Not Annette, but Annette. So let's go over here for our last friend. Come on. Come with me. Come with me.
Okay. Out you go.
Oh, my goodness. Come on.
Less talk and more catching, net. Name's Zebedee.
Come on.
I'm the father of James and John. A lot of people ask me about that day. They say, "Hey, Zebedee, when Jesus came and convinced your son James and John to follow him, do you wish you had said no?" But how can you say no to someone like Jesus? I could see it in his eyes. He was pure of heart, and he had a purpose. He was going to teach my sons to be great, to be leaders, to follow in the ways of God. But Zebedee, they say, don't you miss your sons? Of course I miss my sons. Every day I think about them. But I comfort myself by imagining that they are helping many people instead of just one, me. Maybe they will come back to visit someday. I would like that. But I trust in God to use their strong bodies, their gentle hearts, and their loving souls to do good work in this world. And how can a father be sad with such a gift for the world? Anyway, I stay busy with my net, and I stay close to the sea because they give me comfort. And nice to visit with you, but I must be off. Shalom.
Can you say goodbye, Zebedee? Goodbye, Zebedee. I hope that Zebedee's sons come back to visit him sometime. So, friends, we have an opportunity to go and learn more about this scripture passage in a lot of different ways. So I'm going to invite you to go back to your parents first, or your grandparents, or whatever adult is responsible for you. Ready? And a special thank you to the sea and Arnett and Father Zebedee back there. And at this time, friends, you are invited to come explore the Matthew scripture passage about following Jesus in whatever way you feel most comfortable. As always, you are invited to just stay in your pew and listen to the music. There are prayer stations located around the sanctuary with some folks who will welcome you to them. Let us worship God in this time. Thank you. think it's my... There we go. We're good. At this time, we continue our time of prayer with our prayers of joy and our prayer of concern. If you have one that you would like to share, please raise your hand. And a reminder to our young worshipers, we read your prayers from Sunday school each and every week. So if you would like to share a prayer this Sunday, you can. If you're comfortable, raise your hand and they'll share a microphone with you.
Maya Zarcola. On Monday, my teammate and friend Emma Burke is having major back surgery to fix her scoliosis in 7 hours, and it's a really long recovery for her, so prayers for her.
Prayers for Emma. Thank you, Maya.
Hi, good morning. Barb Snaith. I'd like prayers for 3 friends of mine, and ironically, their names all begin with B. So Betty, Barb, and Bonnie. All 3 of them are experiencing different types of cancer treatments right now, and I just like to ask for prayers that they're successful after the treatments. Thank you.
Prayers for them.
I'm Brenda Thornton. As many of you know, my dad, George Vorhauer, suffered a ruptured esophagus last Thursday. He had emergency surgery and spent 9 days in the ICU at Strong Hospital. I'm pleased to share that yesterday he was well enough to move to a step-down unit at the hospital. And he has a long recovery ahead, but he's making great progress, and we're so thankful for the love that we feel from our GPC family. Thank you so much for your support and prayers.
Continued prayers for
Abby Unson. Oh, my grandma and grandpa had to have a cat put down.
Mm-hmm. Prayers for your grandma and grandpa and the loss of their family member, their cat.
Whit Beckett, continued prayers for my brother in North Carolina. His name is Tom. His second experimental treatment for leukemia has failed, and he's trying to decide whether to try a third experimental treatment.
Jim Paul, continued prayers for Mom. We finally found some medication that will kill the pain in her foot. At least 90%. We have Unity supplying all kinds of nursing care now. Good. In-house.
Good.
And prayers for Sue, who is suffering from a respiratory ailment. So, and I would like to thank everybody that has said prayers for me and our family. And thanks again.
Continued prayers, Jim.
I'd like to ask for prayers for the family of my friend Trudy Lynch, who passed away yesterday after a very short battle with lymphoma that went into her brain. And the people at Strong's palliative care unit were just fantastic to her.
Prayers for you, Jenny, and also her friends and family. So prayer over here.
Diane Keeling, I just want to thank everybody for the prayers and thoughts and cards for my recent surgery. Obviously, you can see I'm doing better, so thank you so much. I also have a joy. My parents, Harry and Dorothy Buff, just celebrated their 60th wedding anniversary.
Congratulations to them, 60 years. Any others? And I also call your attention to your bulletin, where there are also other names, folks, for you all to continue to keep in prayer throughout your week. So take that home with you and place it wherever you happen to pray. Let us continue our time of prayer. God, you are the God who invites us over and over again to follow you, and we relish in your grace and presence and solidarity in the midst of challenge and change. We follow you, O God. You are the God who calls people like us, but also the long list of mothers and fathers, aunts and uncles, grandparents, and friends who have all come before us, who trusted the promise enough to keep the call. We give thanks for those who have shown us faith in you. And so we give thanks that you are a calling God who calls us to dangerous new places, we pray enough of your grace and mercy among us that we may be among those who believe your promises and enough to follow you out into the world and live them. God, we pray in the one who embodied your promise and enacted your call, Jesus Christ, who also taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. We have been blessed, and God calls us to receive that abundance and offer it back to God and this world. So we continue our time of worship with the morning offering. I do call your attention to the fact that our song of response is a little different. Pull it out of your hymnal. Not literally, just open it to the page. We'll good, and we're going to sing the refrain twice through. Thank you. God, sometimes it does take a bit for us to loosen up, but continue to move your Spirit in and through us and with our gifts, with our time, with our energy, with our whole entire beings. We promise we'll praise you. Amen. Folks could feel it that time. So take that feeling and go. Go and follow Christ into the world in all the many places in which you find yourself this week. Follow Jesus, filled with the grace of God, the love of Christ, and the courage it takes from the Holy Spirit now and always. Alleluia. Amen. Thank you.
Thank you.